Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege and joy of praying you through the scriptures verse by verse. We're still in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians. This is a letter that is a follow-up to 1 Corinthians, and Paul is writing it to the Corinthian believers in Corinth. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And we will see some of the outcomes of his first letter in this letter. And that, to me, is really fun to see the continuation of Paul's thoughts. All right, here we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. But I determined this for myself, that I would not come to you again in sorrow. For if I make you grieve, then who will make me glad but he who is made to grieve by me? And I wrote this very thing to you so that when I came, I wouldn't have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy would be shared by all of you. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be made to grieve, but that you might know the love that I have so abundantly for you. But if anyone has caused sorrow, he has caused sorrow, not to me, but in part that I not press too heavily to you all. This punishment, which was inflicted by the many, is sufficient for such a one, so that on the contrary, you should rather forgive him and comfort him, lest by any means such a one should be swallowed up with his excessive sorrow. Therefore, I beg you to confirm your love toward him. For to this end, I also wrote, that I might know the proof of you, whether you are obedient in all things. Now, I also forgive whomever you forgive anything, for if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ, that no advantage may be gained over us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Now, when I came to Troas for the good news of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord, I had no relief from my spirit because I didn't find Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went out into Macedonia. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and reveals through us the sweet aroma of his knowledge in every place. For we are a sweet aroma of Christ to God in those who are saved and those who perish. To the one, a stench from death to death, to the other, a sweet aroma from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a privilege it is to pray. Thank you that we have at any moment in any time of the day this opportunity to tell you our woes, our stresses, our joys, our worship, anything. We can talk to you, and prayer is just simply having a conversation with you. And sometimes prayer is being quiet and listening for your voice. And sometimes prayer is just crying when we cry out to you. Lord, I thank you for the PS in chapter 2. We're seeing what happened with the man who had his father's wife. And it turns out, according to this scripture, that the Corinthian believers confronted this man. He realized what he was doing and he repented, and he is now in kind of that sorrowful state of realizing what he had done. And I love that Paul has said, reaffirm your love for him. You don't want him to have sorrow upon sorrow. And so, Lord, that's just a really beautiful picture of the possible transformation that can come in loving confrontation. And Lord, I know I am very conflict avoidant, and I don't like to confront people unless you really tell me and make me do it. but we must do so by examining ourselves first and then confronting with love. And it looks like that's what the Corinthians did. And it's really nice to see something come out on the other end so positively. So I just thank you for that example and how straightforward it is. And I know that there's a lot of emotions connected to that, but you just simply state it in that straightforward way. Lord, thank you for these latter verses about the triumph that we have in you. And Lord, that you have that sweet aroma in every place. I'm reminded of a conference I went to that was not a Christian conference and was quite secular, in fact, very New Agey. And I could tell that I had, to those people, I had the stench of death. It was very, very overt and interesting to watch. And so I have experienced that, and I'm sure other people have as well. But Lord, in light of that, we just want to be the sweet aroma that talks about life. We want people to see us and experience us and to have this, to kind of a whetting of the appetite for the things of God and the love of God. And so, Lord, that's what we pray for today, that we would be a sweet aroma out in the world, and that those who would call us a stench would instead be intrigued and long to know you. Lord, we lift up all the people in our lives right now who are far from you. They are a heavy burden on our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you would lift those burdens from us. And Lord, that you would bring them to you. We pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Eternal Gifts Store. And it's just eternal, the word gift and store.com. And they have these amazing blankets that are scripture blankets, and you can even add someone's name to it to make it a truly unique gift. And now in October, I know we're thinking about Christmas gifts, and so this is a great place to go. This was started by Keisha, and she started it 5 years ago with her mom. It's an online store, and they decided to move mostly toward blankets during COVID-19. And they have a lot of gifts there that are for the hard to buy for people. They have cozy throw blankets, as I've said, and you can personalize them, as I mentioned before, with their name or a favorite Bible verse. It's a perfect gift that someone will love. And so if you want to just take a gander over at eternalgiftstore.com, you can find all those products and bless Keisha, but also bless somebody else with something that is the scripture that actually covers you. Oh, to be covered in scripture every single day. Thank you, Keisha, so much for sponsoring the show, and I pray everyone has an amazing day.